So, does everyone know what decision will make a difference? Yeah? Yeah. Very good. Okay, so you all know what decision will make a difference. Okay, so there's something I want to talk to you about before we just head into prayer, okay, about this decision that you've made. Okay? You did actually make the decision, didn't you? You didn't just talk about it. Just thought I'd better check that. Okay, so you've made a decision, okay, that's going to change things going forward. I want to talk to you about the decision that you've made. So, and I want to talk to you about it because of two people I've talked to during this time. You remember earlier I was saying about the footholds that the enemy tries to get, and actually the command is to don't give the devil a foothold. And the footholds are those areas of woundedness and challenge and frustration and anger, etc., where the enemy is like a landing pad. Okay, so the decision that you've made will be contested. Okay? The enemy is not going to give you a free pass with this decision. So this is how I want us to determine how we pray for one another going forward. The decision that you've made is going to be contested. So here's the question. You can tell that I spend a lot of my time mentoring and coaching. Okay, so here's the question. And this is a question that I use with people from time to time. So if you were the devil... Some of you are smiling. You're not supposed to smile. No. If you were the devil and you knew you like you know you, what would you do to stop you from following through on your decision? What would you do? So I want you to tell the person you've just been talking to, these are the things I would do to stop me from following through on my decision, because those are the things we're going to pray about. The problem with so much of what we do in life and in ministry is we're not specific enough, or we get distracted or diverted so that we never end up praying about the things we actually need to pray about. We get into a fluster, we get confused about stuff, but if you pray about the things or against the things that you know the enemy would seek to do to you to prevent you from making progress, then at least you've begun somewhere that cuts the feet from under him. Does that make sense? Because I don't want anybody to leave this place thinking that they made a decision, get home, something's happened, and suddenly the decision goes out the window. I want you to leave this place knowing that you have prayed and have had prayer over you and prophecy over you to ensure that the decision you have made, you'll be able to follow through on, and that God's intentions for your life will move forward from this day, that you won't just have come and enjoyed a talk. You'll have come and your life will have been changed. Does that make sense? That's my prayer. So tell the people you've been speaking to, if I were the devil and I knew me like I know me, these are the two or three things I would do to try to stop me making progress on this decision, following through. Okay? So you tell those people.